America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Count them six. Impartial, unbiased jurors have been selected for the George Zimmerman second-degree murder trial. Yes, a half-dozen women hold the fate of this man in their hands. And maybe the fate of Sanford. And maybe the future of the Stand Your Ground law. Evening, folks. I'm Lair Adams for the best in political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. All eyes will soon be on Central Florida again as this overly hyped, racially injected case progresses. Now, one thing we know for sure, fairness has already and will continue to be affected by the public's perception and what they want to believe. Now, my co-host knows when truth gives away to perception, a lie is the result. Here he is, Christopher Hart.
But there is an old adage in politics, perception is reality. But the reality is, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time. Once again, we are live here in beautiful Altamont Springs, Florida at the Salem Communications Studios. Welcome to the show. We want to thank you for being with us. Lair Adams and Christopher Hart are live in the studio with you this evening, along with our intern, Tyler Israel, who's not been in class right now.
I had class this morning. I'm here now.
Skipping out, man.
Yeah, Tyler's sitting in with us today. And we have a special guest I want to get to here in just a moment, folks. You know, last night, Lair and Nostra Dennis and Johnny Guns and I have had the privilege once again to be invited to the NFL ex-players union meeting. And it was held out last night out at the Hard Rock Hotel. And it's always a great fun, you know, to go and meet these guys. Last night,
great people, and they had a great time.
Last night I got to meet Don Nottingham, a great player for the Miami Dolphins, and it was just a really great time. And we also ran into a fella that we invited in on the show today, and turns out he's come bearing gifts, so it ought to be a lot of fun today. I want to welcome to our show Dr. Ken Vihek. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Vihek.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
It's our pleasure as well. Now, Dr. Vihek is a sports psychologist, and he works with all kinds of different athletes. But right now, he happens to be working with the home team.
Yes.
No, I'm not talking about the Magic. I'm talking about the Orlando Predators.
Go Preds!
Looks like they are going to be going to the postseason playoffs.
Let's hope so. It's looking good right now.
Unlike the Orlando Magic, but...
Well, they seem to have gotten better, shall we say?
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. We kind of incorporated some... basically some neuroscience into the training programs for the day.
You might have something to do with their recent success.
Well, I'm not going to claim all that. I think the team has finally, you know, just begun to gel. It's taken a little bit. We've had some disruption earlier on in the season. But now that everybody's playing together and playing more as a team, we're actually starting to win, and it's doing really good. The locker room is up. Everybody's all walking around with smiles on their faces now.
And, folks, if you've never been to an arena football game, you have been denying yourself one of the great pleasures of life. I mean, for the dollar, for the bang for your buck, it's still one of the best, if not the best deal in town.
Oh, wonderful entertainment. And there's something going on all the time.
And, Doctor, from what I understand, you have a pretty good lineup. You have some good talent.
Yes, we do. We got Aaron Garcia is our quarterback. Appreciate Rodriguez, who came over from Tampa. He used to play with the dreaded Storm on the War on
I-4. The Rivals.
And he is just phenomenal to watch. He actually can get, I don't know what his vertical leap is, but it's probably five or six times higher than mine. And to watch him go up for a ball in the end zone is unbelievable. T.T. Tolliver is always solid and strong. We've got, Devin Clark from used to be with the Washington Redskins. We got a lot
I'm
of really good
I'm going to have to
talent.
Stop you. If you leave somebody else out, they're going to be mad at you.
I know. I'll hear about it tomorrow.
But the games are very exciting, and last weekend's game was particularly exciting. A last-minute victory. The Predators scored, I think, 62 points.
62 points total, yeah, with 62 to 55. So there's a lot of scoring going on.
A lot of scoring.
That's an exciting game.
It is. It's back and forth. It's one or two possessions makes a difference. Yeah. One or two stops makes a difference.
Sitting down in a game like that?
not usually. No, it's one of those things where there's just so much activity going on, and even when they're supposed to be sitting down, we'll bring the trucks out, or we'll bring and shoot t-shirts into the audience, or we'll bring out the dancers and have them entertain, or some sort of entertainment where pull somebody out of the audience and they have to throw the ball off the screen and somebody else has to catch it. There's just all kinds of fun activities, good family fun.
That's great.
Let me ask you this, Doctor. If the Predators win this weekend, does that mean they're going to be in the playoffs?
We've got a couple more. This weekend we win. It's against a team that's in the division. And next weekend is in Jacksonville. Mm. And we have to beat Jacksonville. If we do that, then we've got a really strong shot.
And that's at Jacksonville.
That's at Jacksonville. It's only a short trip, though, mm-hmm. so... it's easy to get to, and they always have tickets because they're just not as good as we are.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as I said,
right attitude.
Dr. Vihek has come bearing gifts, and as soon as we come back into the next segment from the break, we're going to give those tickets away. So be prepared for that. And as I've said, if you've never been to a Predators game, it is a whole lot of fun.
So you're giving away things. You're a psychologist. You're talking about maybe time on the couch.
I tell you, my sports problems.
I'm bad at everything.
that makes me think. A sports psychologist. Do you normally work with the athlete in his environment, or does he or her come to your environment?
It's mostly done in the environment where the athlete is most comfortable. And where they're having the most difficulty, if it's on the golf course, then we go to the golf course. If it's in a bowling alley or if it's on the field, wherever the athlete needs to be, wherever the blockage is, that's where you go. But mostly, a sports psychologist, not only do we solve, problems of personal lives and things like that, and how to reconcile to improve the player's game, but how to keep them focused for the time that they need to be focused during the play. In football, for the 3.5 to 5 mm-hmm. seconds, right. How to be on the top of your game, how to receive the most sensory input that the other player is giving you so that you know how to move, how to block, which direction to cut, which way to go.
And try to anticipate.
Exactly. And to get an awareness of where you are on the field as opposed to where everybody else is. And with the mental training, you elevate their game. It just, you make their natural talents that much sharper. And it's more so that than it is the counseling. The counseling, of course, comes into play when certain things happen. There's always family issues that come up with any athlete, just like everybody else. And they may need to talk to somebody, and I'll be for that as well. But it's more about getting them to be and reach and achieve their maximum potential.
Mm-hmm. You also work with players who have suffered concussions, do you not?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Do you see... is what we hear in the media accurate, that there has been an increased number of these types of injuries, or is it just more of them we're now more aware of them than perhaps we were in the past?
I think it's a combination of both, and I'll say that based on a couple of things. There is a lot more awareness that you see out there. However, we've also noticed that due to the increased protection of the equipment, that we're seeing a lot more people taking the equipment for granted, or taking themselves for granted, saying, the helmet will protect me, or the pads will protect me, I can hit somebody this much harder and not realizing that even though you're wearing a helmet,
you take more chances.
Yeah, the brain is still floating inside your head. It's not put on a stick or anything.
Yeah, that's something that intrigued me. That evidently back when the players had football players had very little padding in their uniforms. Nothing more than a leather, you know, cap for a helmet. They didn't suffer these type of injuries. Now, they weren't as big. They weren't as fast. But nonetheless, there does seem to be this sort of daredevil attitude that comes along with the equipment.
Right, because it does reduce the impact. They don't feel it as much, but the shock will come after.
Mm-hmm.
To give you an example, the NHL has taken the plastic off of the elbow pads for the hockey players. Because during the play, a hockey player could give somebody an elbow to the mm-hmm. face or to the jaw with the plastic covering, they wouldn't feel a thing. You know, where
they would
major
still
damage to somebody else.
Right.
But now if you go back to the cloth, like you were saying with the leather helmet, when you hit somebody, you know you hit somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, it reduces the amount of
course, incidences. Then somebody will hurt their elbow, and then they'll sue them again because you took my protection away.
It's almost like the game of rugby. Nobody wants to hit each other too hard because you know you could do some serious damage.
True.
Yeah, and they don't wear anything but shorts and shoes and socks.
Good luck if you do that.
Having lived in Scotland for a number of years when I was in the Navy, I was rode submarines, and you got to play rugby against them. You don't want to play rugby on one of their holidays because they wear their kilts.
Oh, boy.
So when you're in the scrum, you got to watch what you're grabbing onto. So.
Okay, folks, don't grab onto that radio dial. Stay with us. When we come back from the break, we're going to give away a pair of Predators tickets for this Saturday's game, and it ought to be a very exciting game as well. So be ready for that. The phone number is 407-774-8255. That's 407-774-8255.
That's right. Remember, you always know the attitude of a Scotsman by the tilt of his kilt. Folks, we are the American Adversaries. We're here Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 o'clock. And we actually do talk about meaningful things here. I mean, other than just that. No, this is actually meaningful, too. And the Predators, it's great to have them in Orlando. And it's great to have a winning season.
Yes.
That's huge for us. Folks, we're the American Adversaries. Do not go away.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Ever been to a Predators game, you know what that's all about. Welcome to the jungle, folks.
Oh, there's some sweet music.
That'll wake up our older listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a little Guns N' Roses for you out there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time this afternoon. 407-774-8255 is 8255 is the number. If you can call up and tell us how many Arena Bowl championships the Predators have won in their history, then you'll win a pair of tickets to this Saturday's Predators game. All right? You'll have to pick up the tickets. You can pick them up at Will Call the night of the game, or you can pick them up at the Orlando Predators office. We'll tell you how to do that. But 407-774-8255 is the number. How many championships, Arena Bowl championships, have the Orlando Predators won in their history here in Orlando? If you know the answer or just want to make a guess, give us a call at that number. Dr. Vihek, I want to thank you on behalf of our listeners for bringing those tickets.
My pleasure. Hey, more people we get to come to the game, and the better off it is. And you get to see what a really just a fun, entertaining evening that it is.
And by the way, folks, in case you haven't noticed the billboards around town or heard the commercials or read the sports pages, the Predators are hosting the Arena Bowl, the champions, Super Bowl this year.
We are the host team. Yes, we are. And it's
the
not
host
just
facility.
We're the host facility, and also, you know, we'll be there.
Yeah, of course.
You know, be positive.
Yes.
But it starts just like a regular Super Bowl. We're going to have, from the 15th through the 17th, we're going to have a bunch of different events that you can come to with KISS.
Wow.
They're playing the concert the night before. Right?
Yeah.
And then, from what we understand, Gene is going to come in and sing the national anthem at the arena.
Gene Simmons.
Hopefully.
All right.
He has a separate truck that brings his tongue in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got a lift gate on it, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be also a special party the night before on the 15th that the KISS is going to be at that you can purchase tickets to and attend. So it's
awesome.
Going to be a fun, festive thing. We're also working on a few other events for the fans that are coming in for the game, golf outings and different things like that. So it's just going to be a whole bunch of fun for the Arena Bowl.
Okay.
August 15th through the 17th. It's going to be a blast.
It ought to be a lot of fun. Once again, though, folks, there's a game Saturday night. We're giving away a pair of free tickets. All you have to do is tell us how many championships have the Orlando Predators won. And if you don't know, just call up and make a stab at it. Who knows? You might come away with a pair of tickets.
And that Saturday night game is the Jacksonville game?
No. Saturday night we were against the Pittsburgh Power at home here.
At home
and
here,
and then
great.
The following week we go up to Jacksonville on an away game.
That'll be the following week. But that's for this Saturday, we got a pair of tickets to give away. You mentioned that the Predators had some issues at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because there was a lot of new talent on the team this year?
Yeah, it always happens. When you bring in a new coach and he brings in the new people that he wants to bring in, it takes a while for a team to actually congeal and become a team. For the beginning of the season, we had probably four or five different teams playing as one team on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball. A few weeks ago, everything started to gel. I came up with the idea of bringing some food in at lunchtime to just get the guys to stay and talk about life rather than to talk about football.
Sure.
Rather than finish your practice, because these guys are hungry. They get there 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock. By the time they're done watching film, and they just want to bolt and go grab something to eat. Well, as you know, when you bring food to anybody, it's nice, it's communal. Everybody just sits around and
breaking bread.
Out. Well, guess what? They started talking about each other's families. They started talking about their kids. They started talking about life in general. And you know what? We started to win. So, therefore, the Predators... one of the other owners, Scott York, decided, you know what? We've got all these sponsors. Why don't we get them to bring the food in instead of us?
Oh, yeah.
So it's been working out really well. The guys are happy. And it's amazing how much lighter a locker room is when you're winning.
Well, and again, someone like yourself, one of the points that you mentioned, but to me, your value is that one word you used, focus, is bringing someone like you in to bring the individual players' focus into play here, and at least on one thing.
Right. And it with each player, it's different.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you teach them how they can actually adjust their game and how actually easy it is to increase this ability of theirs, I can show somebody how to do it in 3 minutes. With the different exercises that we do, you actually feel the difference in where you're standing. Your peripheral vision increases, and all the sensory input that you receive. I can do that in 3 minutes. And when you're dealing with a high-level athlete, such as the people that play for the Predators, or at any professional level, they all come with mechanics. They all come with the ability. It's that little difference, the differences between the ears that you teach them how to use to their benefit that maximizes their skills.
All right. Let me ask you this. You also have a practice other than the Orlando Predators.
Yes,
is that correct? Do you have a phone number in case somebody would need your services out there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. You can call the Mountain Medical Group. We're right on 1118 South Orange Avenue. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now, since you asked me and put me on a spot, I went blank on the number. That's not going to do well.
We'll get it on our site.
Yeah, there okay. you go. There
but,
you go.
We provide all kinds of services there. We've got one of the best neurological surgeons in Central Florida, Dr. Mark Cuff, and Dr. Matt Mountain is a chiropractic neurologist. So we do all kinds of different medical manipulations and help people in a bunch of different ways.
Doctor, when it comes to working on the psychological part of this, do you ever work with children, aspiring athletes?
Oh, yes. Constantly. Especially in today's high-pressure games.
I would think.
You get a child who's been identified. You see it in football all the time where, from Pop Warner on, that one kid or two kids that stand out, that all of a sudden, as they move through, their game elevates. Well, then, guess what? Then comes all the attention. Then comes all of the extra training and the pressure that's put on them from that point on. once somebody's been earmarked or identified, take one of the young golfers, the 14-year-old that was just the Masters this year. You know, the pressure that he went through, just as his training from the time he was 7 years old until 14. And it's, you know, basically half of his life. Just do this, do this, do this repetition over and over. You've got to find a way to balance that out and keep that stable so that the child develops properly on the other way.
Perfect.
You know, a lot of times as parents are, you know, encouraging the kids like that. I was reading an article the other day, I think it was in the sports pages, but where kids in middle school are being recruited by colleges, trying to get the letters of commitment from families of kids in middle school. So it is, it's a high-pressure business,
and you
get
the parents, and you see it all the time, where the parents come out of the stands and they yell at the coach, or, you know, you're not playing my boy enough, or you're not, you know, not paying attention to my daughter. She, you know, she kicks the soccer ball well, or whatever it is.
Right.
And so you have to deal with that as well. And so the coaches need to have a little bit of mental training as well and know how to handle these people.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Dr. Ken Vihek of the Orlando Predators. We still haven't gotten the right answer yet, so if you'd like to call and let us know, how many championships have the Orlando Predators won? Nick LaCicero is handling the phones in there, 407-774-8255. You'll win a pair of tickets to this Saturday night's Orlando Predators game. Once again, who are they playing Saturday?
Hey, Pittsburgh Power.
The Pittsburgh Power.
And my, my office number is 407-203-3830. That's the Mountain Medical Group.
That's 407-203-3830.
Yep.
If you have somebody that needs their psychological expertise, give them a call. Or if you know somebody who needs it, 407-203-3830. Dr. Vihek, I want to thank you for being with us.
Chris?
And I'm sure we're going to have a winner here in just a few minutes of those tickets.
Yeah, we'll give them a hint. I'll tell you what, folks, the number is definitely between 0 and 100. So I'll narrow it down for you.
All right, 407-774-8255. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Bada Big. The master of the diamond cutter. A three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bad.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. We are in the process of giving away a pair of tickets to this Saturday's Orlando Predators game. All you have to do is tell us how many championships the Predators have won. Now, we had a couple of callers who thought it was three. It is not three. We had a couple of callers who thought it was one. It's not one. So it's somewhere there. It's in the neighborhood, though. The phone number is 407-774-8255. If you want to get that pair of tickets to the Orlando Predators game, how many championships have they won? Okay. We were talking yesterday about Ben Bernanke and how Barack Obama wasn't appreciative of Gentle Ben. Well, perhaps now we know why Barack Obama was a little upset with Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben sent some hints yesterday, very cloaked hints, you might say, that that
he time may, to pay the piper.
Well, that he's going to stop printing so much, buying bonds, basically, which means he's going to slow down the printing presses. Well, the stock market took a swoon yesterday and a bigger swoon today. So
300 points now? Over
it was
300?
200 yesterday. I think another 300 today.
350.
Ouch. Ouch. But now, Ben is out there saying, you know, wait a minute, I didn't really say that. All I said was, you know, when the things get to where I can do it, then I'll start doing it. And so now there's a whole new word that's being thrown around. You're probably going to start hearing it in the lexicon, Tapering. How is he going to taper the printing presses?
We're easing, we're tapering, we're finagling.
Yeah, something like that.
Newspeak.
Okay, I want to go to the phones. We have Joe on the line who thinks he knows how many championships the Predators have won. Joe, thank you for calling.
Hi, you're welcome. Is it two?
It is two.
Ding,
congratulations.
Ding, ding, ding.
Are you a big Predators fan, Joe?
Oh yes, and I'm going to take my 13-year-old son there.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome.
It is great. It is a great family time, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Dr. Vihek.
Yeah, well, Joe, congratulations. We'll look forward to having you at the game. I'll tell you what, since you're such a big Predator fan, I'm going to make sure that those tickets are lower bowl, plus to get you a couple of bands for the Mercedes-Benz Lounge, which an hour before the game, you can get free beer, wine, and soda, so your 13-year-old won't feel left out.
Thank you. Christopher.
Yes.
I met you, I think it was you, at Cafe Positano.
Yes, Joe, thank you for bringing you brought your whole family in. I want to thank you so very much for doing that.
It was awesome time, and it was nice to meet you. So I'm looking forward to going to the game.
Well, I'll see you there, because I'll be there Saturday night as well.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening. Yeah, he brought his whole family to Cafe Positano the other night. They had a great time.
I've never met them.
Yeah, once again, Joe, congratulations. He's won the pair of Predators tickets, and it has been two championships. They've been in the championship game a lot more than that.
More than that, about five times.
Yeah, I was going to say five or six times, but actually come away with two championship banners.
It would have been 2002.
Yep. It's been a while, so we need to get him back in there and get us another one. Rick's on the line as well, and he wants to talk about Barack Gumby Obama over in Germany, and I wanted to get to this anyway, so let's go ahead and bring in Rick. Thank you for calling this afternoon, Rick.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, better good. Than I deserve, but God's good.
Yes, he is. Go ahead.
Some of the signs that were at the Berlin airport when Gumby arrived.
Yeah.
That I think he's got his new campaign slogan.
What is that?
Yes, we scan.
As in scandal.
Was that one of the...
No, as in NSA, scanning all of our...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, scan. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow.
Did somebody actually have that poster?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
at the airport when he landed.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, and I've been saying this for a while now since the election that Barack Obama, you know, the bloom is off the rose, you know, the thrill is gone. And every now and then we get great evidence of that. That's what I think you're talking about there. But there's an article as well in today's Wall Street Journal about how the Berliners are a lot less enthusiastic about Barack Obama this time around. When he went to Berlin the first time, you remember, Rick, he had 200,000 people show up for his speech.
And just 4 years later?
Didn't show up this time.
About 4,000 showed up. It was by invitation only. And I'd like to read you a quote of a woman who I think put it very succinctly. She says, and she's talking about President Obama when he came the first time. I was also enthusiastic about Mr. Obama, Mrs. Stockheck said, but this is something that really matters to me. She's talking about the NSA scandal. This is something that really matters to me. Looking back, she added, it was clear that someone put so high on a pedestal, talking about Obama, it was clear that someone put so high on a pedestal would have to fall where he is now just a normal person. Duh. But nonetheless, people are finally getting the message that this guy was full of pomp and circumstance, but very little substance. And the bottom line is, his base is pretty much fed up with him.
Well, it's an interesting way that she put it, because let's face it, guys, the presidency calls for someone that isn't a normal person, that has that leadership capability that is just that much more than the average normal person. And this guy, all he is a show.
So you're saying...
Not only that, all the presidents have to have a bit of humility in order to deal with being put on that pedestal. This man has exhibited none.
And I think that's the source of his downfall, is that, you know, pride goeth before the fall. And Dr. Vijek, I see you nodding your head over here.
Oh, yeah.
You're a psychologist.
Yeah.
Do you see this from a psychological perspective in the sense that the president has drank too much of his own Kool-Aid, so to speak?
Too much of it. And, you know, in his ability to compartmentalize rivals the former president.
Clinton?
Yeah. To be able to go ahead and you know, not say be a sociopath and you know have that much of a disconnect, but it's evidence. You can see that it doesn't really matter. Just whatever happens, that's fine. I'll move on.
You're right. There is a disconnect, if you will.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
And also symptomatic of too large of a government. This is what can happen when you have this kind of authority that has so many different hands and fingers in their pie, and there's no way to keep any type of control.
Well, you guys were just talking about it earlier. The stock market fell 350 points today based on some comments that were interpreted that the Fed made. Now, years ago, businessmen would have loved to have heard that the government is getting out of the way.
Yes.
Right. That would have been good news.
Wait a minute. So have we really become a nation of takers instead of makers?
The stock market's full of entitled people.
Right. So we're going to take away the milk so everybody starts to cry and it falls.
That's it. That's definitely part of it. And the other part of it is that it makes them look at the reality of the weakness of the real economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the Fed's out there printing money and you're in the stock market, the real weakness in the economy is not that big a deal. But now it is a big deal. And so that has very much to do with it. By the way, folks, Dr. Ken Vijek is with the Mountain Medical Group. They are a sports psychology organization and all the any kind of psychology out there.
Well, there's no psychology. We also, we have one of the top neurosurgeons in Central Florida. Dr. Mark Cuff, who works and does the operations and affiliated with a lot of the hospitals. He's been over in Tampa, Orlando, and he also goes over to Daytona. He's very well-traveled, very well-respected. Dr. Matt Mountain, who is a chiropractic neurologist, who knows also a Harvard graduate, I should add that in there.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got a nice group of guys that we really care. Our practice is not extremely large, so when you come in, you're not going to be sitting in a waiting room with like 30 other people.
Right.
So it's a nice, comfortable place.
407-203-3830 is their number at the Mountain Medical Group. You know, and Barack Obama is, you know, part of what we're seeing in his base and women and people like this woman in Germany is their disappointment. Okay, as she said, he was up on the pedestal. It was all about expectations and these huge, high expectations. Him, for instance, going to Berlin the first time saying, it's our time, we're going to lower the oceans and all this stuff. You know, that's a pretty tall order. And the reason I'm bringing this up tonight is today there's been some action on the immigration bill. There's been some progress in the Senate, if you will. They're working through amendments, and it looks like what we were promised by the Gang of Eight is not going to happen, and that is that border security being
not going to be
the priority.
Yeah.
Evidently, what the Republicans who are trying to get this passed, people like Marco Rubio, John McCain, are saying is that we can't get a bill if what they were telling us was going to be the priority is the priority. In other
yes.
words, border
mm-hmm.
security can't be the priority if we want a bill. So basically what they're doing is they're trading that for promises for border security. But the legalization process, if you will, of the illegal immigrants will start immediately, regardless whether or not the promises are kept. And this brings back a lot of broken promises. And first of all, the 1986 immigration bill
sure.
had the same approach.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and pass the bill. All the facets of the bill will be implemented. And, of course, the border will be made secure the border was never made secure.
And, of course, so we funded 700 miles of border fence and less than 5%. Has been built.
That was been since the 1986
yes.
bill. That's one of the more recent
yes.
actions by Congress. And once again, there has been significant progress made on the border. We now see fewer immigrants coming into the country than has been reported in the Wall Street Journal than the last 40 years. Well, a lot of that has to do with
jobs.
Yeah, what are they going to come here to? There's not that much job that in the job market for them. Also, in case you hadn't noticed, the Mexican economy is basically rocking and rolling. They're doing just fine down in Mexico, thank you very much.
Heck yeah, they sell lots of drugs.
Well, there's that activity, but I'm talking about the above-board economy is actually doing quite well in
Mexico.
Smuggling
terrorists in the United States.
No,
yeah, that's
I'm not talking... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if you sneak into Mexico, you'll get 5 years hard labor.
Well, that's... I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking about why they're not coming here in the numbers they used to come here. In other words, they're finding better opportunities... Regardless of the drug traffic, they're also finding legitimate opportunities in Mexico. So they don't need to come here to get the same opportunity, and the opportunities aren't existing here like they used to. So we can't really look at that and say the border has been made more secure, quote unquote. And the overall point I'm trying to make is that this seems to be something that the government is very good at, and that is breaking promises. All right, they broke the promises in the 1986 immigration bill. Let's just look now at the promises that this president made us, okay? The stimulus bill was going to, you know,
good roads and stimulate the economy.
Yeah, and it turns out the shovel-ready jobs, as Mr. Obama himself admitted, didn't really exist.
Went to government unions.
And it didn't really pump up the economy the way that it was sold to. Look at Obamacare. Every day we hear about another promise from Obamacare that will not be kept. You're not going to be able to keep, for the most part, most of you will not be able to keep your plan.
Your premium won't go up.
Your premium will go up. And Dr. V. Heck, are people going to get better health care under Obamacare? Okay, I guess that answers that question.
And
we now find out the Congressional Budget Office says even after Obamacare is fully implemented, and by the way, the health HHS is sending more and more signals that it will not happen on time. But let's just assume that it is fully implemented. The CBO says there will still be 30 million people who will have no insurance. It'll be people who are young, like Tyler, who see no need to buy insurance because...
I'm invincible.
Well, not only that, but there you will not be able to be turned down when you do go buy insurance, even if you have an existing condition. So what's the incentive to buy insurance for you? None. And there'll be a lot of people like that. There'll be people who won't be making enough money and can't buy it. And then there'll be the employers who will be turning people out. And then let me just go on. And then there's Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank, we'll continue this conversation after the break, but just a whole string of broken promises. So why should we believe them this time? All right, folks, we'll be right back.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week, like Bahama cruises from $189 per person. Alaska 7-night cruises from $279 per person. Plus, kids sail free on select dates. 7-night Hawaii cruises from $1,249 per person. Plus, ask about pre- and post-hotel stays. Princess welcomes its newest ship, the Royal Princess, doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean from $654 per person. Book a balcony or above on Royal Caribbean and receive a complimentary dinner for two. Plus, receive free prepaid gratuities when you book by June 30th. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights. Here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversary.
That's right, folks. We wear tights so we don't have to shave our legs. The American Adversaries on News Talk 660 WORL. Larry Adams here, and my co-host Christopher Hart is going to give you a few announcements.
Yeah, real quickly, during the opening remarks, Larry was commenting about the Zimmerman case up there in Sanford. Tomorrow we're going to have our weekly visit with Jeff Dowdy, a criminal defense attorney, prominent criminal defense attorney here in Orlando, and he's going to fill us in on the week's events in Sanford. We'll also be visiting with Tom Tillison of BizPack Review. And don't forget, Don Miller's show tonight from 7 to 9. It'll be a special show. He's going to have Dr. J, that's right, Julius Irving, and the man man himself, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
They're going to be calling in on the show, and they're going to be talking about the finals tonight, the San Antonio-Miami NBA final. Game 7 is tonight, so Dr. J and MJ on Don Miller. The Don Miller Show tonight, 7 to 9 on 1520 WBZW. And don't forget, folks, we want to welcome back John Oviatt of Housing Relief Group. He has come back on board as a sponsor of our show, and Housing Relief Group is there to help you if you are about to lose your home to foreclosure, or you are contemplating bankruptcy, or know someone who is because of your mortgage situation. Please, before you make any such rash decisions, give John a call at 407-255-2414. That's 407-255-2412. Excuse me, 2412. That's Housing Relief Group. Okay, let's now go back to the call lines.
That's right. We have James is calling in with a little bit of a comment. James, what is that?
You know, I think you guys are missing the opportunity. We finally got a reason to hack some Chinese technology. We could download how to build a wall. secure the borders. I think they got that technology perfected, 2,000 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. We just need to round up a bunch of peasants and get them out there hauling baskets full of rocks and dirt, and we'll have it up in no time.
The big difference, James, is they didn't have a Congress.
I guess
that is true. That is the opposite of progress.
Yeah, but it just goes to show you that if somebody wants to get something done, by God, they can do it. So if this government had wanted to secure that border, it could have been done. And that's the real point that you're making here, James. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, for being out there. Okay, we'll go now to Diane, who has a comment on immigration. Hey, Diane, how are you today? Thanks for calling.
I'm happy.
Good.
The March on Washington yesterday was amazing. There was at least 15,000 people that showed up on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, that was just thrown together over the weekend, basically.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I just encourage everybody to call Marco Rubio's office and let him know that he needs to stop this madness.
Well, if he's going to promise something, he needs to kind of stick to it.
But I'm telling you what, the phone calls are helping. They're still wavering on this because of the phone calls.
Well, that's good, and as they should. And politicians do listen. Believe me, folks, if you call them on the phone and tell them you give them a piece of your mind, it will find its way to them if enough people do it, and that is a fact.
Their phone lines are burning up, and they just need to keep continuing to burn up.
I encourage anybody and everybody to do that.
That's a very good point.
On this issue and any other issue that moves you. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, and it really does. It gets back to broken promises. I mean, if Marco Rubio says border security comes first, then border security needs to come first. And he needs to turn away from the bill if it's not there. We don't need to hear this, well, we wouldn't have gotten a bill if I stuck to that. Well, you should have thought of that before you made the promise.
It's got to be a line in the sand.
If you're going to draw it, you better stick to it. Otherwise, it's meaningless. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to faze these politicians. Dr. Vihek, you made an interesting point during the break about Obamacare, which is about doctors themselves.
Yeah, they're going to have we're already experiencing a shortage of general practitioners. And what type of encouragement are you going to have someone to go into medical school, incur all this debt that it takes to make it all the way through medical school, internship, residency, and come out and go into private practice, where it's going to take you another 50 years to pay off underneath the repayment schedule that you're allowed to charge now?
It's just literally insanity. Just broken promise after broken promise. That's all.
Well,
that's
what happens when government gets involved.
Exactly.
Exactly right. That's right. That's why Reagan said government is the problem, not the solution. Okay, Rick, thank you for calling. And you have a comment about Marco Rubio.
Yeah, you know, I look at Marco Rubio, and it's really the same old sad story. You got a nice, good-looking young Cuban kid with a good education, goes off to the big city, gets caught up in a gang, and goes bad. Midnight basketball.
That's what that gang activity will do to you, that's for sure.
So this is their form of gang violence, huh?
Pretty much.
Yep.
Well, you know, I think Marco Rubio's intentions and his motivations are absolutely sincere. He's trying very hard. Unfortunately, that sincerity is being used against him.
He's in a den of vipers, and he's going to get bit.
Yeah, I think he's already been bit, and I think you're absolutely right about that. Thank you very much, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you being out there. I appreciate all the rest of you for being out there as well. And once again, don't forget tomorrow night, Jeff Dowdy, Tom Tillison on our show. And tonight on the Don Miller Show, Julius Erving and Michael Jordan talking about the playoffs over there. And don't forget to catch the Predators. They're going to be playing Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7 o'clock down at the Amway Arena. Come on down. Have fun.
Playing Pittsburgh, right?
Playing Pittsburgh.
It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I see. Terp, Joe Terp has been hanging out in the studio here. He's opening his mouth, so listen carefully, folks.
He goes to all
and
games.
They're going to win, aren't they?
They are going to win.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You're
going to
keep that streak going.
That's right. And they've been playing some really exciting football, and as I said, it's a great time. And I want to thank you for coming and being in with the show.
Well, thank
on
you.
The show with us. So.
It was great meeting you guys last night at the NFL Players Association. And by the way, the July 6th game, we're trying to arrange to salute the former NFL players that live in Orlando.
Oh, wow.
By having them come to the game on the 6th and then walk out at halftime with their names up on the Jumbotron, what team they played with, you know.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, Mike McBath and I were talking about it last night, and we're trying to make that happen.
Yeah. I know they're excited. They just did a great event for the Ronald McDonald House.
Wasn't that awesome?
And they're also planning other events, too, possibly Give Kids the World.
And when the football season kicks off here, folks, in August, we're going to be visited on a regular basis by some of the guys from the NFL Players Union. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Big men.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit of football and politics with these guys, just like we did with Dr. Vieck today. Well, so I want to thank you for being with us. And want to thank you once again, folks, for being out there. And once again, congratulations to James for winning the pair of tickets to the Predators game. He and his 13-year-old son are going to have a blast Saturday night.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And, folks, do not forget that on Wednesday nights here in the American Adversaries, you have your chance to win tickets for how many, Chris?
A family four-pack.
Family four-pack.
To a Rays home game. So we'll be doing that again next Wednesday.
And not only that, you also get a signed baseball by all those players. Not by us, but by those Rays players. We are the American Adversaries. We will be back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, of course, for more mayhem. The best in political professional wrestling.
Night, everybody.